Shkuch, good morning all. We continue with the halachos of brachos, and there is a well-known pasuk that says LaHashem ha'aretz m'lo'ah, that the whole world is filled with Hashem's glory and greatness, and so therefore we have this obligation to understand that everything in the world belongs to God, and whenever we benefit from something which God, Hashem, which Hashem has thankfully given to all of us to benefit, we have to realize that we're taking from Him essentially, and therefore we have to make a bracha before it, to say thank you Hashem for all this that you have given us. So there is this big question as to specifically in regards to foods, how do we know what bracha needs to be made over certain things? So some of us, or most of us perhaps, have a general understanding that things that have like flour, that are things like cookies and spaghetti or noodles, whatever, things like that, that's a mezonos, and chocolate and a lot of basic drinks or shahakol, etc. But let's say I don't know what bracha that I should make on something. So what do I do? So there are a few different possibilities. Now in the year 2023, all you got to do is Google it. And more often than not, Google will tell you what bracha to make on something. But okay, let's say it's Shabbos, you don't have the ability to Google or whatever it might be. And so there is this misnomer that you just can make a shahakol on anything, right? The bracha of shahakol and the Yebed Varo, that everything was created by God. And so therefore, that's the great equalizer. I can make that bracha on anything and I'd be good to go. The truth is that that's really not the case. If you are really in a pinch and there's no humanly possible way for you to figure out what bracha to make on something, then perhaps shahakol can come to exempt other blessings. But the truth is, one should really not use that leniency unless they are really, really in a very difficult situation, because at the end of the day, Chazal instituted different brachos for specific reasons, that we should do our best to make those specific brachos whenever they are specifically relevant. There is an idea that, unfortunately, I don't know why, it's such an easy thing, but a lot of people don't seem to be careful about, and that is that whenever you make a bracha on something, you should lift it up with your right hand, or if you're a lefty, with your left hand, because the idea is that whenever you make a bracha, you should have a specific state of mind for a moment, then lift it up with the more important hand, which again, if you're a righty, it's the right, if you're a lefty, it's the left, and say, you know, I'm making a bracha with a specific intent to thank Hashem for this. And so one should be careful as much as possible when they make kiddush, of course, and whenever they're eating a piece of chocolate, to lift it up with their right hand to make that bracha. There are a lot of other intricate halachos. We're not going to go into a lot of them today, maybe a little bit tomorrow, but with that, we will conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani ben Akash.